Gardaí will renew their appeal later today for information about the Kenmare farmer Mike Gain, who has been missing for almost 6 weeks. Last night, Gardaí announced that their investigation into the disappearance of the 56-year-old farmer had been reclassified as a homicide. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, is in Kenmare this lunchtime, and he's been speaking to Councillor Teddy O'Sullivan Casey about yesterday's significant development.
It's a big development, and it's a devastating blow for the area. I suppose our thoughts are with Mike himself, I suppose, and his wife and his two sisters and their families. You know, with the past 6 weeks, they've gone through a torturous period, and now they have to deal with this. It's totally unimaginable. And you know, I know that we will support them as best we can as a community going forward. Everyone is going about their business as best they can, but like, as I say, our thoughts are with Mike and his family at all times, and you know, it's just one of those things. It's a total mystery, like we just don't know what to say really. You know, we'd be hoping that maybe the Gardaí might be able to get something out of the new development.
And obviously the Gardaí are appealing for people to come forward with information. As a local political representative here, what would your appeal to people be?
My appeal would be the same as it has been with the last number of weeks, that for anyone that does know something, and it's quite obvious now that someone does know something, or persons, to please, please come forward and tell someone so we can bring this horrible ordeal for the family to an end.
Councillor Teddy O'Sullivan Casey speaking there to our editor Pascal Sheehy, who joins us from Kenmare. Pascal, what's the latest in this investigation?
Rachel, I am on the Ring of Kerry Road overlooking Mike Gain's farm on the road between Kenmare and Moll's Gap. All is quiet here. This was, for the past 6 weeks, a hub of activity. It was the centre of the search site, and search teams would fan out from here. But obviously that work has now been completed. We're moving into a different phase of the investigation. We are moving from a missing persons investigation, which is conducted on the basis of consent and cooperation, into a criminal investigation where Gardaí have the power to go to court and seek court orders and search warrants and warrants to seize certain materials if they should choose. So I would expect the next phase of the investigation won't be as high profile, won't be as public as the first 6 weeks of the investigation, but Gardaí are certainly hoping that it will be decisive in establishing exactly what happened here.
Pascal, thank you very much. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.